right, everybody. Welcome into On the Air with Sonny Clark. Of course, it's me, Sonny Clark, here on a special edition of On the Air. We are actually going to be doing two shows in 2 days. This show was actually supposed to air on Saturday. Sonny was sick as a dog and could not get up and do the show. It's more in the fact that he was lucky enough to even be able to get through the day at work. That being said, Sonny is back. You know, all you have to do is throw him some good stuff, some good meds, and then he's up and ready to go. We are ready to go on this edition of On the Air with Sonny Clark, being brought to you by Rick Lucas and Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. They have all the tools and knowledge to help achieve your financial goals, whether it's an IRA, lifetime income planning, asset protection, wealth management, active money management, social security income analysis, annuities, life insurance, or tax services. Make sure you get in contact with Rick Lucas of Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. He is the proud sponsor of this show, this program, and we've got a good one coming out to you today here on the Air with Sonny Clark, as we have guests that are lined up that are people that are running for the Rowlett City Council. In place number 4, we got Debbie Bobbitt as well as Arlen Brownie Sherrell on the program today. So that being said, that's what we're doing here. We're talking to the candidates. It's one of my biggest complaints, if you listen to the last show, about what is going on as far as Rowlett. And it is a problem. You can say whatever you want. It is a problem that we don't get people out to the voting booths and things like that. So I am trying to make a difference, and that's how it has to start. Someone's got to at least try. So I'm giving you the opportunity here on the Air with Sonny Clark to hear from the actual participants in the election. So this is an opportunity for you to get this done and get it. And on tomorrow's show, we got two more guests that are running for the city council as well. So make sure you listen to today's show and tomorrow's show. Don't forget, go back into the archive. You can listen to Chris Kilgore as well as Bruce Hardgrave and where their positions are on some things. I don't know if it will help. That's what we're going to do. It will give you an opportunity to listen to the people who are ultimately responsible with what happens in our town, whether it be growth, whether it be non-growth, whether it be something that gets an approval for something or something that doesn't. The mayor just doesn't stroke a pen and then everything goes through. He gets the advice as far as in meetings and things of that sort, and he listens to the City Council of Rowlett. So whatever you do, okay, make sure you got the opportunity. And again, on today's show, Debbie Bobbitt as well as Arlen Brownie Sherrill on this show. So make sure you hang around and you listen to these guys. And the questions I'm asking are general. The question I'm asking is just to get an idea about them. And during their term, I'm going to be bringing them on this show regarding issues right here in Rowlett. Because let's face it, folks, we've got issues in Rowlett. Whether it be of growth, whether it be of crime, whether it be of certain lights at a liquor store or whatever the case may be, there are issues in this town, and those are just a few I've thought of off the top of my head as some of the people as far as concerns were in this town or whatever happens, and especially growth. Growth is the big thing. You can say whatever you want, but when you start talking Rowlett and what is going on in this town, you've got to talk about growth. Then you got to find out what is too much growth. What's best for this town? What's not best for this town? There are a lot of things that are going on in this town, whether it be elections, whether it be new businesses opening, or whatever the case may be. That's what's going on in this town. In this town, in a town of 65,000, okay, we got 9,000 in a Rowlett, Texas Facebook page where a lot of things you can find out what's going on in this town, what people are complaining about, what people are bringing up that are good and positive in this town. And there are a lot of good and positive outside the negative in this town. Let's be honest. You can sit, you can listen, you can hear people complain. But normally the things that make people feel better are the things that are positive. So I just want to put that out there. And that's what we do here on the air with Sonny Clark here in Rowlett, a special edition here. We'll also be talking about some of the issues in this town and some of the complaints that we've been hearing, some of the positive things. So, you know, put forth a positive role on what's going on, a positive spin on what's going on in this town. It's a good thing. So, also, we'll be talking about Rowlett Eagle Sports as well as some sports that are going on in the area in indoor football. Of course, the Texas Revolution. If you listen to Sonny Clark and his show, we bring you the play-by-play of the Texas Revolution that play over at the Allen Event Center. There's also an indoor football team in Mesquite called the Mesquite Marshals that play in Champions Indoor Football. So if you think football season is over, you're just not paying attention. That's my saying. That having been said, let's go ahead and do this. Let's hear from our main sponsor. Of course, that's going to be Rick Lucas of NetSeg Wealth Advisors. When we come back, we'll talk to one of the candidates running for Rowlett City Council in place number 4. We'll hear from Debbie Bobbitt when we come back here on the air with Sonny Clark. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. NestEgg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit NestEggAdvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor. Proudly supporting GISD Athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
On the air with Sonny Clark. It is obviously me, Sonny Clark, as we are talking to the candidates
that are about ready. They're going up for election, and over on May 7th is the day where you got to get out and vote. And there's three seats available. One of those seats are available that right now are the Rowlett City Council. Place number four, I have the incumbent who's currently the council member in place four and running for that spot again. It's Debbie Bobbitt. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes here on the air with Sunny Clark to talk a little bit about your candidacy. Now, normally I would ask, why would someone want to take this position? But you're a little bit different. You've already held this position. What was your reason to get involved with the city and become a council member when you actually went out and were elected, when you were elected to the actual council? When you ran. And by the way, when was that when you ran to take that office?
Well, I ran for office, that was back in 2013, and we had some positions that were coming open, and I was waiting around to see who it was going to be, and no one signed up. So I said, oh my. You know, I had been very involved in the city previously, so I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to do it. So I did.
Yeah, you're obviously not doing it for the money, because really this is just kind of you'll get a stipend, but it's definitely not a position where you get paid like a full-time job, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Absolutely not. It's not.
By far. So you're working just like the mayor. You're doing it to help the city, and that's huge. So when we talk about the city of Rowlett and the people within the city and the issues that are there, what are some of the things that you want people to know about you as you are preparing for this election going up against Arlen Sherrill?
Yes. I've been living in Rowlett with my husband and my kids. We all moved here in 1996, automatically became a pretty active person in the city on the Parks Board and on the Environmental Services Board. It was very interesting to me. I've always worked full-time, but I retired in 2002, and as I found myself with more time on my hands, this kind of became my new job, working for my city, because I just love it here. This is where my husband and I are going to retire, and we have no plans of leaving. This is where we're at.
And so taking a look at where you've been, here for a while, and let's talk a little bit about your civic involvement. You talked a little bit about some of your but what are some of the other ones? I was reading about the Lions Club that you're a part of, and keeping part of the community with the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce as well. Let people know a little bit more about background about Debbie Bobbitt.
Yes, I started out with the city, and I had worked on the Environmental Services Board, which is no longer in place, and I had switched over to the Parks Board, and then I got nominated to be on the Bond Committee that year, and I went on and worked in the Special Events Committees, and then, yes, that's right, I'm in the Lions Club. I was chosen to be on the DART design team for our rail station here, so I was a big part of that. And at the chamber, I'm an ambassador, and we welcome new businesses here, and I keep up with them and do all that interaction. But a funny thing is that I occasionally work with ACTOR, which is our community acting group, which I never thought I would do in a million years. But that turned out to be something that's very near and dear to my heart. And then I went in to be the election judge a couple of times, and I worked as a clerk, and I helped out whenever. I just found working in that sector is very fascinating to me, and I enjoy it, and then I do a good job at it, so that's what I do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you just kind of went over a little bit. You briefly went over it as you were part of the, you know, I guess the creation of the DART station coming to Rowlett. I'm sure that you were met with some resistance with the idea of bringing the DART to Rowlett. I guess my question would be is how did you guys look at the, you know, the people that were maybe kind of opposed to the DART system more so than the need for the DART system in the city of Rowlett, and how did that decision come by for you?
Actually, DART has been coming to Rowlett at that time for many, many years. It had not been a quick decision. It had been many years we had been paying for DART to be here, so it wasn't anything that was unusual. When it first started coming, there was a lot of, I think more like apprehension with the people. They were afraid that we wouldn't be that sleepy little, you know, bedroom community that we were, and that it would, people would be coming by droves, and that it would just make a whole difference in the city. But most of the people, I believe, were happy that it came because they take it to work.
Right.
You know, and I know a good amount of people use it to, they don't use it for work, but they use it to go to the state fair, or they use it to go downtown to Dallas, you know, to events and things like that. So all in all, it's been a good thing for the city of Rowlett. And we are the last city on the line at this time. So if someone's coming here on DART, they're coming here for a reason.
Right.
So it's not like it's just a ship in the night. They're actually coming here for a reason.
Yeah, and by that parking lot, if you ever go there, I take the DART. I use the DART. That parking lot right there will give you a good indication on how popular that DART is and well used that it is as well.
That's true, and that's absolutely true. And actually, DART, I think that they count, or maybe they go take a survey of how full that parking lot is to determine, you know, how many line or how many times of day that the DART needs to come. I think that's how they gauge their time on how much the station is actually used.
Right. It's amazing. Plus, I like it. I love getting on the DART. I love getting on that train because it's so fast and so, and it is convenient because of the timing that's going on. So I felt that I love the DART. Now, another big, you know, thing that's going on in the city is the new lagoon that's happening over at Dalrock and the I-30. And that was a big process for you as being the current member of the council. You know, how did all that come about? And what's your feeling about having the new area that's going to be opening up near I-30 and Dalrock Road?
Right. That's called Bayside. And that is another project that has been thought about for many, many years. I think we even tried to purchase that piece of property from Dallas many years ago, and we never could ever work out a deal. It's $1 million lakefront mixed-use development, and it is at Dalrock and I-30, and we never thought in a million years that we could get the south side and the north side, but both sides were acquired from the city of Dallas, and you know that that used to be a city of Dallas park.
Right.
And several years ago, the voters in Dallas had voted to have that deparked. So it was a piece of property it was a beautiful piece of property, but the thing about that piece of property was that there were no utilities on it. And that's a big deal. That was
yes.
a big deal.
That's
and when we got
expense.
The opportunity, yeah, when we got the opportunity to purchase it, actually, and it took a long time, and our council worked many hours, and our staff, you wouldn't believe some of the negotiations that they had to spend and time going back and forth to Dallas, and it was just a big ordeal. And when we got that signed, and everything was fine, and we got our, it's gone to a developer, and it was just wonderful, and our council, I am so proud of them for handling this whole situation along with our city staff. It was just marvelous. It's something that's going to be a big boon to our town.
So when you talk about the developments and things that are going on, and I am okay with being on the other side of a lot of things that are going on. I moved here myself. I moved here in 2005, so I've been here around, well, actually 2006, so I've been here around 10, 11 years. And I the reason why I moved, because it was kind of that quote-unquote sleepy town. Now Rowlett is kind of moving up a little bit, moving into a smaller necropolis and a little bit more busy. What do you tell the folks that, like me, that would really prefer not to see as much, you know, movement and progress in the town and kind of keep it the same?
And that's funny you say that, because we moved to Rowlett because we were moving to the country, as we called it back then. My house was like in the middle of nowhere. I was the only one around. I didn't have any neighbors, but now I've got a gated community and another suburb over here. It's just grown, and that's just the way it is. But for the folks who don't think that they will enjoy that that area over on Bayside, well, you really don't have to go over there, and you can stay over on your side of town or wherever.
Right.
But it's just going to bring such a boon to the town, and our town is just changing so much, the dynamics, the diversity, and we're going to have community here that is just so diverse, and you'll have different types of housing styles, and everybody will be served to their needs. I mean, we'll even have, you know, we're going to have apartments, we'll have townhomes or condominiums, whatever you call them, gated communities, regular single-family homes. We're going to have such a mixed group of homes. There's going to be something for everybody here, and I think we'll all feel very comfortable being there. And it's just going to offer so much to everyone. That's how I think. I have to look at it that way.
Yes, it's definitely something that you can look up on. And also looking at yours, as far as you being an incumbent, you were already a part of the disaster that happened on December 26th, and I am sure that you might be now starting to get some sleep. That having been said, let people know about your position, what you did during that horrific time in the town, where if you kind of think about a disaster, you never really think about a disaster until it happens in your, you know, own backyard. And here we are in the city of Rowlett, you know, a half mile wide and a mile and a half long of total destruction. What was your role in that, and how did you handle your position to, you know, do whatever we had to do to help get that cleaned up, as that's still in a work in progress as well?
Yes. And a funny thing that you mentioned that is that my other life, my part-time job that I do occasionally, is I do work in disaster. So disaster is not something that's unfamiliar to me. But when it happens in your own, you know, in your own town, you're like, oh my goodness.
Exactly.
I can't believe that it's really here. I was like, oh my goodness. And I was working that night. I was out driving in this stuff. And I just automatically went into, you know, whatever, how I do normally work a disaster. But I had to stop a couple of times and take some time for me and go, this is real. This is in my town. And I just took so much ownership in it. You can't really describe or foretell how you're going to react to that disaster, because it's something that's unexpected. But yeah, I'm very active. The first, goodness, we had so much mutual aid. We were so blessed to have, you know, all these cities come in and help us, no matter, you know, if it was public utilities, police, or whatever. We had so much help, and Encore was just marvelous, and it was just a very good, I've never seen a disaster that came together so quickly as this one did.
I agree.
I've been in a lot of disasters.
And I've been part of the disasters, not in this town, but in the area that was really affected for it. And the more people, I've never seen so many people put their hands out and actually get their hands filled. That's so huge. You always go into a disaster where people need, you know, and I don't make it sound like a handout, but just in need of help, need of services, and they were able to get that. And so what was the city's council's responsibility for getting things set up and to handle that, or was that nothing that you really had a lot to do except for what you were doing in the disaster relief portion of it?
Our staff, they did a phenomenal job, but I can tell you this about our council. Our council really never had any, we were not assigned anything in there, but I can guarantee you that every person on our council stepped forward and did something. I know Robert Van Blumenthal, another council member of ours, him and I went around almost every night and made sure that all the people in town, all the police and fire utilities, had hot coffee and something to eat. And we were driving around every night to make sure that they were covered and that they were taken care of, because they were here in our city to help us. And it was the least, you know, that we could do.
Absolutely.
Going to people's homes, seeing if they were okay, being out in the daytime and just, you know, there's people wandering around. People really didn't know what to do, and I was working with the insurance companies that came into town, and, you know, they come and they set up in the parking lots, and I would work with them, and, you know, it's all of us on council pulled together, and we were fabulous. From working at the rec center in Garland, we took turns going there, manning our table for the city to make sure our citizens were signed up and to receive, you know, the services and immediate needs were addressed. We just did it wasn't like we had, okay, this is a list, Debbie, you need to do this. No, we actually just fell into place and it happened.
So with your experience and everything, and you know what's been going on for the last few years as your position right there on the city council, so I guess I'll ask you, what are some of the important things in the future that Rowlett have to really deal with? Is it Bayside? Is it the police? Is there, you know, is it the tollway? What are some of the big issues that you think that have, as you move into, if you are elected into this position, that you'll be dealing with here in the near future? And what are your stances on that?
Well, I know that when Bayside comes in, it's going to add a new, oh goodness, there's going to be a whole lot of new things coming on anyway without Bayside. You know, and we've got in plans, nothing firmer, you know, I mean, we've committed to putting in a new training facility at Dal Rock and Schrady for the fire, and that's going to be so critical. The police, and it was so good because right before this tornado happened, our city had done an exercise, you know, and they made up a disaster. You know how they do the pre-planning, mm-hmm. and then they went into this exercise, and the exercise they chose was a tornado. And it came through up from Sunnyvale, which actually was almost exactly the same path.
Right.
Our tornado really came. So that was good training for us. It was just kind of a coincidence. My concern is that when we get more people, well, of course, as we grow, we're going to have to eventually add on police, and we'll have to eventually add on more communications, you know, ability to communicate with each other. We're going to have to, you know, step it up a little bit. Our departments right now was the perfect amount and the perfect coverage for now. But if our city grows like by 30,000 or so within the next year or 2 years, 3 years, we're going to have more activities where we're practicing. People are going to have to be more familiar. It is just, I don't have any idea how this town survived with no injuries. I mean, nothing, you know, we had one death related from that. But that was, I just don't understand that. That's just phenomenal. And I think it's just, goodness, like a miracle.
So looking in the future as far as, you know, bringing mm-hmm. that in, obviously with more people to come in, there's more spending that goes on, but there probably, is there going to have to be movement with taxes? Is there going to have to be a raising of the taxes in order to get ready for the influx of people coming into Rowlett?
Well, my hope is that with the new buildings and commercial that's coming in, that some of that will be taken care of, but we're still going to have to continue on as a city with bonds, of course, and we will still have taxes because you have to have taxes. That's what our towns, you know, that's our mainstay, and it's just going to have to be that way. A raise in taxes, I'm not quite sure on that because that's something we would have to discuss as a council when we do that once a year, but I can't see that. Well, of course, there's going to have to be a raise sometime. You can't sure. just, that's why our city became in such a shape that it was in. You know, when I first came on, we spent a lot of money, and not poorly, but on good judgment to update, upgrade, to ensure that what we had in place is up to par. And it had been, and they always said this and say this in council, it's called kicking the can.
Yeah,
well, yes, our things, utilities, our public utilities and underground water and all that has been kicked down the alley for so many years that it had to be replaced. It has to be replaced. And until we can get it fully, completely done, well, we're just going to have to do little by little as much as we can.
You finish up, I'm sorry.
Some of the areas that we had designated to rework and to, you know, fix up, to bring it up to par, were some of the areas damaged in the tornado. So that's complicating. That's going to complicate how we set it up, how we're going to do this first. Are we going to do it now and tear up all the streets, or are we going to wait till the homes are built? And there's just a lot of planning that's going to have to go on. The next 3 years is going to be we have had a very busy last 3 years on council, and we've made some big decisions, and we've worked more than our allotted 2 meetings a month.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we've worked many, and I can see the next 3 years are going to be almost probably as busy. We have a lot of work to do, but it's good. It's all good.
As we move forward, there's a lot of social issues that are going to be starting here in the city of Rowlett, and with some new passing of certain laws for certain population, that being transgendered. It's one of the big subjects I've been reading a lot around it, that that it's an issue in this town. And so I guess maybe my question is, we move forward into a delicate situation as far as the cornerstone of transgender just kind of moving forward and just getting, I don't want to say just getting along because this has been going on, but there's certain issues that are going on for transgendered folks that some point are not very familiar or in agreement with. How is the city council going to be able to handle a situation such as transgendered issues, whether it be bathrooms or whether, places where, that kind of privacy kind of thing? What's your stance on that, or has that not even been an issue that you folks have had to worry about here as of late?
We have not had that issue come up at all. It's like we are so busy, we don't have time to think yep. about but what's at hand. But no one has broached that with me. I've had no one from citizens come in and say, Debbie, what do you need? What are you going to do? How are we going to handle this? That has not even been a topic of discussion at all.
Very well. Nothing. So that's, as far as that's concerned, that's an issue that you'll deal with when it's brought up as probably something to, I don't want to say nothing to worry about, but something to worry about for our city, I imagine, correct?
Certainly. And as with any city, that's going to become an issue.
Yes.
And you will handle it as the best that you can and with the decision that you make as a council and from the input that you get from your citizens.
And that's the big, huge thing. You've got meetings, like you said, twice a month. But I was reading up on the page where you answered some questions. This is one of my biggest complaints as being a Rowlett citizen. I vote every single time. There's not a time where I don't vote when I'm supposed to vote. But we have a city that somehow, unfortunately, even on the smaller elections, really kind of dropped the ball to get out and vote. Talk a little bit about the importance of, obviously, you know, voting for a city that holds, what, 65,000-67,000 people, the importance of getting out to vote.
That, when I was, you know, the judge, the election judge, that was a real big concern because, you know, when you're an election judge and you check people in as they come, and I would notice that there were people I knew that were not appearing at the polls, and that kind of concerned me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a movement in our city where a group of citizens would come together and go door to door. I understand that they used to do that here, to greet you, meet you at the grocery store or wherever, and or call you and say, like the Women's League of Voters, that will call and see if you need a registration form to vote. You just can't have a government and then complain about it if you don't actively participate your voice in it.
I agree.
And people, and like we said, like our mayor said at the last council meeting, you know, you want to complain about this, but you, and some people say, well, my vote is just one, what could it matter? And he did make the statement, because we did have one election where one of our council members were voted in because of one vote.
Wow.
One vote different. So it is very important that people vote, and more importantly is that they register in time to vote. So for the May election, the time has passed for, you know, to vote, of course. But we've got to start the kids when they're in high school and tell them that this is their time to make their voices heard. They need to do it. It's a responsibility that we need to take seriously.
I agree, big time. That's when the bond election that happened, and the number came in on the amount of people that voted. I just, you know, I took my hand and slapped my bald head. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It's just
out of a town of 58. How many voted? I mean, it's
exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly. So good stuff there, folks. We've been talking with Debbie Bobbitt. She is the current city council member for place number 4. I'd like to thank you for your time in getting you out, you know, where people can understand a little bit about you, and appreciate your time. And we'll probably, you know, give you a call a little bit later on down the road as the On the Air with Sunny Clark continues on down through the year. Thank you for your time today.
And thanks for having me on. Talk to you later.
Definitely. Now, folks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Air with Sunny Clark. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the opponent. It's going to be Arlen Brownie Sherrell here on the Air with Sunny Clark. We'll be back.
Surrounded by for more than ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection.
Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With the surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Palio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. Welcome back to On the Air with Sonny Clark. As we are here, you just heard from one of the candidates that are running for the City Council of Rowlett, and Debbie Bobbitt, she is the incumbent. She's been doing it for a while. You got to make a decision, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm giving you the opportunity to hear from the candidates. Now, I don't know anybody else that's doing it. I know they're having some roundtables around or anything, but this is yet another way to get it out to where people can hear from the candidates themselves, so there's no misunderstanding about where they stand. You know where they stand, and that's what we're doing here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Today's edition being brought to you by Rick Lucas and Nest Egg Wealth Advisors. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors is an independent retirement planning firm offering a comprehensive range of services for retirees and those that are planning for their retirements. Their methods reduce risk and secure wealth while also assisting in the vital legal estate planning, including the power of attorney documents and trust, and they provide peace of mind as your assets grow. Rick Lucas from Nest Egg Wealth Advisor. He's the founder of CEO of Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, located on Main Street and Rowlett Road. He is an independent firm. They are not bound by a handful of just a few products or providers. They represent nearly every carrier available to help you get the most out of your investments and reach your financial goals. So just so that you know, Rick Lucas, this is his passion, okay? His professionalism and for the things that are important in life is right there. That's what helps him deal with his customers when he's talking to them, with his encounters with anybody who has any problems or need advice on what they need to do. So when creating Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, his objective was to provide a personalized, high-quality financial services. And that's what he does. And he's in the heart of downtown Rowlett. He is a guy that is out in the community. He has a lot of things that he's interested in. And I will tell you, I've known Rick now. This is my second year of knowing him. He's a heck of a guy. He's a nice guy. And he also works with a great, great organization called AmBucks. AmBucks is a charity that works with kids and adults as well with motor skills, that whether it was a birth defect or whether something happened to where their motor skills are not working. AmBucks provides Amtrikes, and these Amtrikes are amazing, folks. I'm going to tell you, I've seen these things up close and personal, and what they do, they are individualized for each kid. It's not like a tricycle that you can go buy at Walmart or over at JCPenney or whatever you pick up a tricycle. These are specifically built for specific kids with specific disabilities or impairments that help, that prevent them from riding a bike or a tricycle. So, and these things are amazing, and they are hand-built. They are hand-built locally. They get the fundings from charities, and they have golf tournaments and things of that sort. So Rick Lucas, he is amongst every place out in the community. Make sure you check in with Rick Lucas. He is a great guy, and he does a lot of things to help. He's got 13 years of extended knowledge of the pressing issues that face those that are retired or about ready to retire. So, and he's retired, advised retirees from Fortune 500 companies, as well as business owners, government employees, teachers, and a vast spectrum of individuals in all walks of life. So he, if he can help someone on a Fortune 500 company, he can help you. If he can help someone who is just getting by day, he can help you. This is the guy to do it. And this is also a guy that will make sure that your investments and the things that you do with your money are beneficial to you. It's very important that you check with him. So over the years, Rick has helped his clients use different strategies to create a lifetime of income, as well as reduce income taxes, taxes on Social Security, and estate taxes. So make sure you get with Rick Lucas and Nest Egg Wealth Advisor. We'd like to thank them for their sponsorship of our fine show. Hey, some things going on in Rowlett, and if you get on the Rowlett page in Facebook, I want to just put it out there. You know, it's kind of interesting because I read a lot of the stuff that's on there. A lot of the stuff I ignore because it's nonsense on one side or another. It don't matter. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. But there was recently, as of yesterday, as of last night, sometime during the day yesterday, there was a post about Popeyes. And I have to admit, you have to, it's kind of amazing. You never know who you might know. As in my business, as a guy that has been on sports radio shows all over the country, and as well as has his own sports program that's all over the country, a national show, I deal with a lot of people who have other shows and people who are in sports, but also they are in other rounds of business, okay? As me doing the sports radio, I have a regular job. I have a couple of things that I do outside of sports radio broadcasting and outside of doing On the Air with Sonny Clark. And I go back to, you just never know who you're going to know. And there was a post the other day about Popeye's Chicken, located right there on Rowlett Road in the 66, where the old Burger King used to be. I just happened to know a guy who knows that that's his job. And it's amazing. I saw the post, and I wasn't going to bother him with it because it's one of those things where, you know, he's part of a national chain. He works with it and gets it all squared away. And yes, we got an answer for you. Now, I just want to let you know, I'm not going to tell you the guy's name, okay, because he prefers not to be out there. But I just want you to know that this comes from, and you can probably find out who it is now, but he said I can say his title, and I'm going to. He's the Director of Program Management Supply Chain of Popeye's Chicken. of management and supply of Popeye's Chicken. This guy's up there. He just actually recently took this job as of 2.5 months ago. Now, like I said, he doesn't want me to mention his name on air, and I'm not going to, but he just wants me to reiterate something to you, okay? He just wants me to let you know that everyone in Rowlett, let them know that this is those issues of those multiple complaints that have been brought to his attention by me, Sonny Clark. I let him know. Okay, he said the issues are been escalated to the head of guest relations, and he said, "Trust me, this is an issue in Rowlett that will be handled." He said also, "Thank you for letting him know, because Popeyes they're not going to stand for any franchise to ruin their reputation." And that's one of the things that he wants me to let you know, that these are going to be handled today, issues are going to be brought to the attention today, and those issues that are being taken care of, they will be taken care of. Now, granted, now when he says that, obviously, they're not going to happen overnight, and things are not going to change immediately, but they're going to change. And that's just what he wants you to know. There are certain parameters that are put in place just because of these incidents, such as the ones that are being mentioned in Rowlett, okay? And he also wanted me to thank the person that put this thing out there in the first place and got it to where he can know about it so he can get it taken care of. Those measures are in place. They could include finding a new ownership for that location, okay? So this is taken, and it's very serious to Popeyes. It's very serious to the corporate entity up there. So I wanted to let you know about that and let you know that it's going to be handled and it's going to start being taken care of today. So just to let you know, like I said, you never know who you're going to know. So and when I heard about it and I saw about it, I said, you know what? Let me just make mention of it to a friend of mine. I almost gave his name. Didn't want to do it. Let me get that to him, and I'm sure something would be taken care of. Like, again, folks, this is not going to happen overnight, but it's going to start, and it's going to start today. So the communication and everything has gotten to the right people. So people of Raleigh who do enjoy Popeye's Chicken, such as myself, I'll let you know, I don't necessarily go there for their chicken. I go there for the biscuits. So, and I've never had the problems that have been mentioned there in the Rowlett page. But I thought I'd just make mention of it, because you can say what you want. We're in a town of 65,000 people here in Rowlett. Okay. And 9,000 of them are right here in the group and Facebook. So that's important to them. That's important to Popeyes. So just to let you know, it has been heard. It will be taken care of, and it's going to start, and it's going to start today. So I just wanted to put that out there for those that are keeping track and following that. And I'll also put a note in the page as well, to where everybody will know that it will start being taken care of. And just some other things that are going on in Rowlett. I mean, like I said, the page is amazing. New store opening, Jimmy John's. It's already causing some controversy. I love some of the posts in here, but Jimmy John's, they showed some pictures where the owner of Jimmy John's was out, and he is a big game sportsman. He kills big game. There's some pictures with a bear that he had killed, as well as it looks like a rhinoceros, and so some other pictures, and an elephant. Me personally, it disgusts me. I'm just wondering what other people in Rowlett think. There's lots of opinions about it in the page as far as that is concerned. But big game, one of the things, is not necessarily an issue, but a person who owns something right here, well, not necessarily own something. There's a franchise of Jimmy John's, and I don't know. I'm not sure if they did background on it, or it doesn't matter to you. That's always an interesting thing. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you think about that issue. There's lots of people out there with an issue about that and don't like the situation. I personally, does that change your mind when you're about ready to go eat somewhere? Will that change your opinion about going there? I'm very interested in knowing what people think about that, because it is an issue. It's not the first one that I've seen, not just Jimmy John's, but other people who do that for sport. So I find it very interesting that the whole situation will be very regarding Jimmy John's, it'll be very interesting to see if that affects it. I talk about that page. If something comes up in that page, whether it's negative, positive, or whatever, you know, this town, if you have a business in that town, I wonder how it affects them. I wonder what the situation is. Maybe at some point we'll go ahead and get the franchisee online. Maybe we can talk to them about that situation and how that is going on and things of that sort. So lots of stuff going on out there as far as things in Rowlett. Also, folks, I want to just let people know that I love the animal shelter in Rowlett. If you got an opportunity, if you have a need for an animal, a dog, cat, or whatever the case may be, they got lots of them there. Don't go spend thousands of dollars for an animal. Please don't. Go to the Rowlett Animal Shelter. Bring a dog home. Give them a life home. Treat them well, you know, whether it's a dog, cat, or whatever. Do something. Save your money for that. And the money that you would spend, give to the Rowlett Shelter, and they'll give you a dog, okay? We've had many animals in our lifetime. We've had great animals, and most of our animals, matter of fact, I don't even say most. I'll say all of our animals have come from some type of shelter or some kind of support group, a rescue group, or whatever the case may be. As far as owning one from a store, I have not done so. Me personally, I have not done so. That having been said, you know, get those animals out there. Go ahead and get it all squared away. And that will be something, you know, you'll have a lifetime of an animal who is very, very appreciative for this. By the way, also, Rowlett, you can say what you want about Rowlett. Someone loses an animal, a picture goes up on that Facebook page. Or over there in the animal, the Friends of Rowlett, the Rowlett place. It's called Friends of Rowlett Animals. If you're missing an animal or you find an animal, get a picture of it up there. And they're sure to be found. So I just find that amazing. That's one of the, I know if I lost my dog, that someone would find it, they'd put a picture of him up, and I could be reunited with my animal. So this is an amazing town. Also, still working on trying to get that interview with the mayor of Rowlett. He's still doing a lot of things. I got a message out to him. Hopefully we can get him on soon so we can talk a little bit about what's going on as far as the city of Rowlett is concerned. That having been said, we are going to be on air tomorrow with Sonny Clark, as we are going to bring you some more candidates for the program. I hope we have both candidates. I do have one. Martha Brown is going to join us. She is running for city council in place number 6. And I'm still trying to get a hold of Doug Phillips and trying to get him in and get him all squared away. And I'd love to get an interview with him. If someone knows him, let him know Sonny Clark's trying to come in contact with him. I would like to be able to have both sides of it, not just Martha's. I'm giving him the opportunity to get up on air with Sonny Clark and talk about his the issues that he deems important for the city of Rowlett. So that having been said, that is tomorrow, a special edition tomorrow. I'm doing Saturday's show today, and I'm doing Tuesday's show tomorrow, as I'm feeling much better, and I'm able to get up there and bring this to you. And tomorrow's show is going to be brought to you by Wesson General Contractors. For all your general contracting needs, you'll need to get in contact with Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors. He's a great guy, a good guy, and he's been up on our show before, and he's let everybody know and giving people lots of advice on how to handle certain situations. So if you have need for Butch Wesson and Wesson General Contractors, give him a call, 214-200-5588. What we're going to do now, we're going to take take another quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. And what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to talk to the other candidate. We are going to talk to Brownie Cheryl here on the air with Sonny Clark. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roast from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors.
Welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark. You just got done listening to Debbie Bobbitt. She is a incumbent for the Rowlett City Council, place number 4. I have online her opponent now. After we heard from Debbie, we might as well hear from the opponent. It is Arlen Brownish. Cheryl, how you doing, Arlen?
I'm just fine. How are you doing today?
Thanks for taking a few moments to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in Rowlett and your philosophy and things. So let's do this. You know, when someone decides that they're going to run for a political office, my first question is, why are you running for political office and what makes you maybe a better candidate than the incumbent, Debbie Bobbitt?
Well, I've always been involved with the city. I used to live in Garland, and I was a member of the Garland JCs at that time. We were very big within the city, working with the city, and I've been a resident of Rowlett now for about 24 years, and always been involved here, serving on boards, commissions, attending all the events, most of the council meetings, and I just kind of want to be involved in an official capacity. I recently retired, and that kind of opens me up for the time needed to serve properly, that I feel. And why should voters choose me over Debbie? First, I believe I have the necessary experience and time to be able to serve. And most of all, bring value to the Rowlett City Council. I am retired, and I have time to attend many of the events and meetings that are required of a city council person.
Now you said value. What is your definition of that? Is there less value elsewhere, or because of maybe someone who might be like working a regular 9-to-5, or is it just more in depth things that you think has to go in for someone to take over a position like this?
Well, I do believe that with the city council, it's a very a demanding job, to say the least, and a lot of things occur during the day when, if you are working, you can't attend, you know, or else you have to beg time off from your job. And of course, I worked for years in the corporate world, know how that is. But I think I bring value in the way too that I was a programmer analyst with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and part of our job was time and cost, and you know, computing time and cost, and I think I can help save the city some money on projects by, you know, looking at the time and cost of projects.
So those are one of the things that you're kind of looking forward to as far as moving in there. So we got the how, or we got the why. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. And the time, what you're able to give towards the job itself, because it's definitely not a lot. You know, it's not about money, is it, Brownie? Because this is a job that is not a paid position. You get a stipend of, you know, minimal amount that wouldn't really amount to anything but, you know, maybe a tank of gas or two. So your what's your motivation? I mean, there's no motivation as far as getting paid for doing this job. What's your motivation to do that?
Well, again, I believe, you know, when you live in a city, I think you should contribute to the city. You know, volunteering. I volunteer today with CERT, you know, the Community Emergency Response Team. Mm-hmm. I've been very active with CERT ever since I've been in. We work pretty hard. We train for things we hope that'll never happen, like a tornado,
like
an EF4 tornado. We train for that, but we hope it never happens. But I've always been involved. I get involved in the boards and commissions, and I just believe that if you're going to live in a city, you don't just take from it, you also contribute to it, you know.
As a person that lives here, and I take full advantage of my one vote, I vote for every time a vote is available, I am out and I am voting here in the city of Rowlett. Why is it such a problem to get voters out to vote for issues that are important to this city? I'll give you an example. We had a very few amount for the situation for the city bond for the schools and everything, and the voter turnout was, I'm just going to say, it was disgusting. I don't know if anybody felt like they needed to vote, or what do you think it's going to take to get people to get out and vote on a consistent level to help this town?
You know, that's a real good question, and I think that's something that that we have been fighting for years, whether it be Rowlett or Garland or Dallas or whoever it is. The last number that I heard is we have about 30,000 registered voters in Rowlett. That's the last I heard.
And what was the number again?
30,000.
30,000.
Registered voters. That's
right.
That's what I understand. We have that many registered voters. That's just a number I heard. I don't know how it came from city, but I don't know how they got that. But anyway, And yet we get 1,500 to vote.
Yes.
That's not very good. But, you know, realistically, you look across any town USA, and they have all have the same problem.
Yeah.
People won't vote. They'll complain about what's happening, but they won't vote. We're all, I think, looking for the answer.
definitely. Hopefully our show will get people out there to vote. That's why we're on air here. We are talking to Arlen Brownie. Cheryl, talking about his run for the, it's not an open position. Debbie Baba has it. He's running against her in place number four for the Rowlett City Council. But there's a lot of issues that are going on as far as this town is concerned. So let's jump into it. What are three main things that you would do or change if you took over the seat from Debbie Bobbitt and move forward on certain projects?
Okay, well, first, I think we need to continue to address the aging infrastructure in Rowlett. We've kind of had a lack of investment over the years, not just the last couple of years, but number of years ago, and has created a need, I guess, to aggressively plan and fund the roads, alleys, and other projects. We need to examine our long-term sustainability of each project and review the priority to make sure that we are addressing all the citizens. And I always felt like, too, that all projects, whether the road construction, parks, or whatever they are, must be maintained on a regular basis to prevent doing costly updates. And when a project, you know, is approved, you must also consider sustainability. If you can't sustain it, don't build it. That's what I've always said. I mean, you know, if you can't keep up with a Rolls Royce, don't buy a Rolls Royce.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, I guess realistically, due to the rising construction costs, we're going to have bond money to fund a lot of these projects.
Right.
We all know that. Second, I always encourage building community spirit. I'm the guy that when you move into the neighborhood, I'm the guy that's going to catch you outside and come down and introduce myself. I've always been that way. I like, you know, let neighbors knowing neighbors, I think, is important. And Rowlett, you know, showed that we could, we had a lot of community spirit with the tornado.
Absolutely.
But I'd like to see that community spirit continue. People can still, you know, love their neighbors and know their neighbors and everything else. And I'll tell you from experience, you might find that your best friend lives right next door to you, but you don't know it until you meet them. And I can tell you that from experience because my best friend lives next door to me. So, and third, I guess I would continue to focus on future well-planned growth for the city because we got to evaluate each project for a long term. Do we need, you know, what is needed to understand the impact of the project could have on the Rowlett for long term? And, you know, I'd say well-planned communities take time. Sometimes it's best to wait for the right time to develop.
Interestingly enough, I think that point is really huge with the tornado that happened on December 26th and then just the announcement not more than a month ago about Bayside opening up. The official announcement, I guess you can say. I guess it's been in the work for a long time. Was that project put on hold because of the tornado, because we didn't know where the finances of the city were going to be and how much we have to actually invest as far as the city is concerned to a new development out near the I-30 and the Dowell Rock Road?
Well, now, the city is not putting money into Bayside.
There you go.
The developer is doing Bayside. They are the ones that are funding that and developing it. We're setting back. They're doing it on our land, you know, that we acquired. But they are, and they, by the way, also helped us acquire the land. But
sure.
They're going to build Bayside out there, and we're going to benefit from the taxes from Bayside, and it's going to be huge. And what I've seen of Bayside is going to blow people away.
I looked at this, I went to it, and I've done a lot of reading about it. So what do you tell the folks that take a look at the other side of the lake and they see Rockwall, and Rockwall, as far as the harbor is concerned, is an area that they've been really trying to work to keep up, but for some reason they can't keep businesses open over there in the harbor. How's that going to be different on the other side in Rowlett to keep businesses and things like that open in order to secure those taxes?
Well, you know, I guess I don't know a lot about the harbor considering I live in Rowlett. I've been over there a couple of times, but here's the things I notice about the harbor is, number one, it's difficult to get to unless you know what you're doing when you exit down there.
That's true.
It's hard to get to, and then the times I've been there, I've had problems parking.
Yes.
There's always a parking problem. And, you know, if you can't park, the next time you go somewhere else, because your first thing out of your mouth is, everybody says, let's go to the harbor. Let's go somewhere else because we can't park over there.
Exactly.
You know? So one thing that I have brought up just on the outside about Bayside is there going to be plenty of parking?
Exactly.
And they tell me there is. So there's going to be plenty of parking. And there's going to be, we just heard the other day, that there's going to be plenty of parking on in the village of Rowlett, down on Main Street, the downtown area.
Right.
They said there's going to be plenty of parking there. In fact, we're going to have more parking spaces than are required.
Very good.
And
so
that, yes,
the development of this town is really huge. And I've been a guy, I moved in here in 2006. Mm-hmm. I've been a guy that the reason why I moved here was it was like a little sleepy little town. I lived in the country, drove through the trees, and then all of a sudden I hit the city. Now the city is beginning to build around me where I'm at, and that kind of disappoints me as a person because of development. What are you telling folks like me, you know, as far as I like the sleepiness of our town, but our town is now growing too much, and so what do you tell a person like me as far as, you know, being maybe in this position to encourage me to like it a little bit more, I guess you could say?
Well, I've always, you know, this old earth isn't getting any bigger.
Yes.
It's the same size, and the future is coming. Progress is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming, and that's the way it is. And I've always said you're either ready for it, you get ready for it and plan for it, or it's going to run you over.
Right.
Because developments are going to happen. Houses are going to be built. You know, it's just going to happen. Developers come in, they buy land, and they start developing houses or whatever on it. And I think the prudent city is the one that plans for all this stuff and plans for where what's going to go where, you know, and tries to keep things in an orderly fashion. You know, plus keep your ratio of taxes, you know, of commercial to residential, try to keep that in check.
Got it. So, you know, the guy that I am, as far as the town is concerned, there's and I take advantage of that voting, and I do, you know, I unfortunately can't make it out to the meetings, but I do watch them, you know. But you know, folks don't necessarily know that. How are we reaching out to people in this town? Do you think it's good? I mean, we have the channels on Verizon, you can watch and things of that sort. Do you think we're doing a good enough job getting the information out to our people?
I think that's a very difficult question. It's one that I have asked myself. You know, they do everything they can with Facebook, and
right.
I know a lot of people are on Facebook, but then again, there's a lot of people who are not on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to you earlier that I was a computer programmer when I worked. Well, the last thing I wanted to do when I come home was turn on a computer.
Exactly.
Now, I'm better at it now, but you know, I don't think that's the answer. The little billboards that they stick up on the medians, they, I guess, work in some respects, but I still don't think they are the answer.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think that you're going to have to put something in the water bill. It's about the only thing I can really think of at this time. You know, put something in the water bill to, but then again, people have to read it, you know, when it comes out. So I think conveying information to people is a very difficult subject. And it can get very expensive, you know. It can get cost prohibitive if it's not careful.
Absolutely. It could end up costing more to get it out there, more
yeah.
so than anything. But
right,
as
yeah.
we look at some of the issues, and we are on air here with Sonny Clark, as we are looking at our candidates over in the Rowlett City Council, place number four, I have Arlen Brownie Cheryl on as a guy that's running, going up against an incumbent. And so I guess that's the question. You know about, you know, Ms. Bobby. She's already been there. She's been she's very familiar with that situation. How are you going to go about what are you doing to get known maybe more so than her, or get your message out about the importance of things that you think need to be addressed in the city of Rowlett?
Well, I go to every function that I can find.
Yeah.
When I find the functions, I go. And, you know, go and shake hands and talk to people and invite them to ask questions, you know, try to convey some information that I know. I've been telling people that there are eight propositions on this coming ballot, And I'm finding that a lot of people did not know that, you know. And I encourage them to go read the propositions and understand what you're voting for. However, six of them are strictly aligning the city with the state because the state overrules the city.
Correct.
So that six of them are just strictly to align us with the state. But, you know, there are two others that people need to read about and make a decision about, you know. And but yeah, I try to go everywhere and introduce myself to as many people as I can and talk with them as much as they would like, you know.
As we look at the taxes, it's one of our biggest subjects in this town, you know, mm-hmm. and we're about ready to, you know, after the election, they're going to be talking about the budget and everything. So I guess mm-hmm. I got to ask, folks that are homeowners are really concerned about what's going on, especially with what happened with the tornado, as you know, in the rebuilding. You know, how's that going to affect the taxes that are going to be levied against the town for people who own property in this town? And what is there anything that we can do about it as far as maybe not raising the taxes, or is it just something that we're just going to have to accept? Taxes are going to have to be raised because of certain situations that have happened in the city of Rowlett.
Well, they just had a tax increase last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tax increase, and I do not see the city increasing taxes now. I haven't heard any talk about it, and I can tell you that that is the last thing they would do. You know, it's like when you have no other way to turn, that's what they do. They will try to cut back on some projects, which I've heard that's what's going to happen. Not necessarily not do them, it's just delaying them because of the tornado, because a lot of money went to the tornado. I think
was that the bond issue that passed? Was that some of what they were talking about?
Yeah, that was a lot of the bond, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
with that bond passing, I mean, it basically made it law that it was going to be done. How are they logistically going to get around not doing it or delaying it?
Well, you know, we get the money back from FEMA,
right,
on all the stuff that we've done with the tornado, but that doesn't preclude the fact that you have to pay it up front. So when the money comes back from FEMA, it goes back to the bond, you know, area. That's we're just the Rowlett spent everything except the bond money, you know, on this tornado,
right?
And deferred what they could and everything else. But this is one of those things of what are you going to do? You know, you can't just say, well, we can't do it. You know, we can't come get your debris. So they just do it, you know, and go
right
at it. And we had a lot of our member cities that jumped in, didn't cost us a dime, and they came out here and they helped us. You know, in fact, we just honored them at the council meeting the other night.
Got it. Oh yes, I seen that up on the and it was up on the Facebook page as
mm-hmm.
as I roll through there a lot as that is concerned. So, just some other things out there. So the quality of life in our city, it's a big one because the reason why they come here is they like the town, they like what's going on as far as the city is concerned. So, you know, I guess the pay for programs and stuff like that, obviously that money has to come from somewhere, you know, so I guess if it's appropriate, is that something that you're looking at as far as something that, yes, we're going to go ahead and create some new programs, or are we just going to kind of stay in the hover position until things have maybe calmed down as far as the finances of the tornado and other things that have happened in Rowlett before we bring in new programs?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of new programs lined up, you know, things that people have come up with and thought of and things we'd like to do, but I think they're going to have to be held back until we catch up.
Right.
I think we're going to have to catch up to these programs. Yes, we would have liked to be doing them now, but you know, we had that. We need to name that tornado instead of calling it the tornado.
The tornado. Exactly.
But, that thing, you know, it just set us back. It set a lot of people back, too, you know,
you
when
bet.
Messing up their houses and everything else. But being a member of CERT, we saw all of that firsthand, and it's just horrible. But
yeah. It's a horrible thing, and I guess that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to, if you're elected, get in there and, you know, take the bull by the horns and try to figure out what's best for the city in order to make the city run well. And yeah, that's got to be a tough job, and you're lining yourself up for a tough job to not get paid for. A lot of people probably wouldn't put that time and effort in there without, you know, something coming back to you. So how do you justify the time? Like you said, you're retired, I guess, now, so you got that time.
Yeah, I got some time. I've always done this same sort of thing, you might say. You know, today I mow my neighbor's yard most of the time, and he gripes at me for doing it. But I mow his yard because I've got the time to do it, and I don't mind helping people out. You know, I love to help people out.
Right.
And I do it. I've been doing it. I know it sounds strange because some people won't, you know, they're not about to go do that. They barely get their own yard mowed, much less mow somebody else's. But
exactly.
But, I just, you know, I've always liked to help people. I've always liked to get involved. You got a little, you know, you're over there at your house building a dog house. I'm liable to come around the corner with a hammer in my hand to help you out, you know, because
yeah.
That's just the way I've always been. And this is just kind of an extension of that. You know, I really don't mind volunteering in the city and doing these things. I just spent 9 hours hauling hazmat from hazardous materials from the Keep Rowlett Beautiful Collection site the other
yep.
day, and I was exhausted when I came home, but I didn't mind it.
So keeping busy is what you're doing. You got the time, and thanks for taking the time here on the air with Sunny Clark to talk a little bit about it. So before we let you go, Arlen, you know, Brownie as you like to be called, is there anything that you want the people of Rowlett to know about you that we haven't discussed already that you want to inform them as they get set to cast their vote on May 7th?
Well, I've lived in Rowlett since 1991. My wife and I both lived here. We decided we were in Garland when we got married, and we decided we wanted to go somewhere else. So we came to Rowlett. And by the way, it was a sleepy little town when we moved here too. It's grown quite a bit. But I'm excited about being on the council, about, you know, getting my feet on the ground and being able to do things like that in an official capacity. I just to let you know too, Debbie Bobbitt and I are friends. There's no
animosity
or anything. We don't do like the presidential election. All of the candidates are friends, you know. But we all know each other, and we all help each other. You know, not necessarily in a campaign, but yes, every other time we do. But I just like people to know that I'm excited about it. I hope I've met you, and if I haven't, get in front of me so I will, you know, so I can see you and shake your hand.
Sounds good. He is Arlen Brownie Sherrill here. He is running for the Rowlett City Council, place number 4. You've been listening to him here on the air as we talk to the candidates. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other issues that are going on in Rowlett and get you informed in what's going on in Rowlett here on the air with Sunny Clark. We'll be right back.
Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD Athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's residential or commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With the surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee Cafe, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett.
Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security. And welcome back to On the Air with Sonny Clark, as we've been doing this city something good here, okay? We are bringing you the actual folks running for office in our city. That's going to happen on May 7th. Don't forget to go out and vote. This town is really horrible. We have 9,000 people in a Facebook page for Rowlett. 9,000. A little bit over 9,000. And we can't even get that number out to vote for the issues that are going on in our city. It's almost embarrassing, but that having been said, it's just the way it is in this town. But so I'm trying to do my part. Debbie Bobbitt, as well as Arlen Brownie, Cheryl, on the show today. Hopefully you got an idea of who these guys are. So when you go out and vote, you can pick who you want to go ahead and represent, whether it's the incumbent Debbie Bobbitt or the newcomer, and well, not necessarily newcomer, but for holding this office, he is. And that is Arlen Brownie Cheryl. So hopefully you got your understanding on what's going on there. Let's slide a little bit into sports as your Texas Revolution. Folks, if you think that football season's over, you're not paying attention. Over at the Allen Event Center, and this happens Saturday night, the Texas Revolution, they're going to be playing to clinch a playoff spot. Now, this is not the one that goes ahead and clinches the first round bye for them, but if they do get the victory, they will clinch a home field game. It will guarantee them second place in the Southern Division. and they will at least host the first round. Now, if they go on and continue having a great season for the rest of the year, and the teams that they're going against, such as the Dodge City Law, who they're taking on this weekend, they get that victory this weekend, Dodge City will be maybe in second place, taking on a different team within the South Division. But as far as the Texas Revolution are concerned, if they win, they at least will clinch a playoff spot based upon their record, based upon who they've played, and things of that sort. They're looking to get that home field advantage in the bye through the playoffs, and if the Texas Revolution do end up getting that, they will secure themselves a home field game and quite possibly the championship game over at the Allen Event Center. We will keep you updated on that, but they will at least get one of the playoff games over at the Allen Event Center, which is awesome. Now, if they figure out a way to get it and have the championship here, that will be considered on what they do for the rest of the season. So let's talk a little bit about the Texas Revolution. Let's talk about Champions Indoor Football, because that is the league that your Texas Revolution do play in. Let's start about the top, in the top of the division, that being the Northern Division. The Sioux City Bandits, 6-2 on the season, tied with the Wichita Force at 6-2. The only difference is that the Sioux City Bandits have given up less points. That's the reason why they are in first place in the division. The Wichita Force have given up more. Then in third place, it's the Omaha Beef. They're going to be battling to get that third playoff spot with Bloomington. The Bloomington Edge are 3-4 on the season. So, the Bandits, the Force, the Beef all have played 8 games. The Bloomington Edge have only played 7, so they're only 3-4, but if they finish out the season well, they could end up taking off that playoff spot from the Omaha Beef. That's the only two teams that can make the playoffs from space number 3 and 4, just to fill you in on that, where they're at. Salina and the Chicago Eagles, they are 2-6 on the season. Now, in the Southern Division, where your Texas Revolution play, they are on top of that division. They are 7-1. They take on the team that's right behind them at 6-2 this weekend, this Saturday, over at the Allen Event Center. They're taking on the Dodge City Law, who are 6-2 on the season. So the Revolution win, they go to 8-1, lock up a playoff berth. The Dodge City Law would fall to 6-3 on the season, and they would still be in second place. The Amarillo Venom are in third place right now, as they are 4-3, and the Duke City Gladiators, they are 4-4 on the season, and that is the team that the Texas Revolution have beaten twice in 2 weeks. Once over in Albuquerque, the Duke City Gladiators in their home field, and then this just past Friday at the Allen Event Center, as they got the victory against those Duke City Gladiators. So 2 straight losses for the Duke City Gladiators makes their record 4-4, and they're on fourth place on the outside looking in right now. The San Angelo Bandits, they are 2-6 on the season, and the other team that is in the area, they are sitting on the bottom of the league in their division, is the Mesquite Marshals, and that's the team, the other team that plays, that are not very far away from Rowlett, and you can co-catch those games as well over at the Mesquite Arena. Now, the Texas Revolution, last game of the season, is in Mesquite, so that is huge to watch out for, because that's always a good game. That's that inner city rivalry thing that's going on between those two teams, so it's always a good treat. Now, the Texas Revolution, they have the Duke City Gladiators. Then the next weekend, they're on the bye. Then they go on the road, and then they're going to take on the San Angelo Bandits on a Monday game the week after. So after the weekend, the Monday, they're on the road taking on the San Angelo Bandits. Then they finish up with the Mesquite Marshals over in Mesquite. So the last two games for the Texas Revolution, they are road games, and they'll be taking on the Bandits and the Marshals. So, but the important thing about this game as far as the Texas Revolution is concerned. They have a great situation for them. So they have the Dodge City Law. They're on the bye. Then they're taking on the Marshals at the Allen Event Center. Then go on the road to take on the Sioux City Band, or mark that, the San Angelo Bandits, and then the Mesquite Marshals again. Two more times against the Marshals. So some pretty good stuff going on as far as that's concerned. Four games against the Marshals, a good rivalry building up on someplace that's really close. So that's an idea of what's going on in Champions Indoor Football. That is going to do it also for us on Air with Sonny Clark. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you enjoyed the information that was brought to you regarding Debbie Bobbitt and Arlen Brownie. Cheryl, they are running for the city council in place number 4, so make sure you get out and vote. Folks, I'm putting a challenge out to everybody. I'm putting a challenge out to those that don't want to get out and vote or just don't have time. Please make your way and get down there on May 7th. Those that who have voted early, such as myself, hopefully everybody is all set and ready to go, and they've did their civic duty. So I want to see at least, you know, we have a town of 65,000. There's no excuse for less than 9,000 people to show up to vote, especially in this actual election. So make sure you do that. Again, May 7th is the day, all right, to get out and vote. So make sure you do so. And that there's no excuse for you not to be out there. It's on a Saturday. Take that time, get up early, go out and get the vote done, and then enjoy your weekend after that. So make sure you do it. So I am Sonny Clark for On the Air with Sonny Clark. Hopefully everybody has a great day. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.